It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 683.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Thursday. How are you feeling the day before the formal?
Feeling great. Are you sick? You're sick, TJ?
Yes, yeah, sick as a dog's dinner. Well, that's not the saying, but just, yeah, feeling sick.
Yeah. Sebs, I didn't press record. Should I start again?
No, nah, just hit press record now. It's okay.
Okay, all right, good. That's fine. How are you feeling sick, TJ? What actually is it?
Oh, just a bit sinusy, bit of a headache, like slight cough equals coronavirus. But no, it's not. But I don't feel well. I haven't felt, not needing to sort of bang on about it, but I will, because it always feels better when you do. No, I don't know. We haven't sort of taken time off from the show at all, at all. Like pulled sickies, right? All work. Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, Sebs, you haven't had another job to pull a sickie from, but you're like pretty fit. You don't pull sickies. There's no sickies in your business. But even is that in your head? Like, because I've run my own business. So has Josh. He's worked for a few big companies. You tend to want to take sickies when you work for the bigger the company, the more baby you become. To be honest, you're just like, nah, they don't need me today. I can pull a sickie. So
is this but you no preempting a sickie that's coming?
No. I'm just saying that I've like even when I was PT, I don't think it's the right attitude though, because when I was a personal trainer, I never took a day off. Yeah. Like, even if I was severely hungover.
What's more annoying, though, someone taking a sickie or coming to work when they're sick and then talking about it?
Oh, no, but I couldn't talk. I wouldn't talk about it. You'd bury the lead. I think that's what... But it's no good because you are totally acting differently if you're sick. Yeah, like, you end up being more agitated, more annoying or more annoyed. And so that's, you don't want to talk about it. So you bury it, but then you just blow up.
And so your number, where are you sitting out of 100 at the moment?
Oh, right now, because I just had a coffee, probably at 40. That's not too bad. Like, I reckon I had a sleep before and I was at probably 20. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at a 40, thanks to caffeine. It's amazing what that does. It's pretty crazy, to be honest.
I just wanted to bring up Sevs and his pre-show issues.
Pre-show sort of habits, or
I don't want it to become a habit. That's why I'm mentioning it now. 10 minutes before the show, you decided that you needed to leave.
Yeah. Well, so I'm having my smoothies in the morning, so it's like nine. I'll probably have it like 9:30-ish, 9:40, and so the amount of liquid just carries me through to the show. And so I always have to go toilet right before the show, otherwise.
But what confuses me is you said, now I need to quickly go piss before I shit myself. Can you explain that?
Well, because you can hold on, you can hold off on shitting. And so, but you can't if you really need a piss, right? Too many muscles activated at once. And so if you really need a piss, you're not going to be able to hold your shit. So that's.
No, I get that.
That was my rationale.
Isn't it weird though? You drink a thick smoothie and you need to go to the toilet piss. It seems like
there's so much milk in there.
Okay,
there's so much milk in there. It's ridiculous.
Okay,
yeah. So I mean, you do it most times, even when we're in the studio. But look, we don't want to. I don't want Josh to be controlling when you use the toilet and not.
So you could get at my own house.
But 10 minutes before the show, absolutely not.
I'm actually going to get Denise to lock off the bathroom just to make sure. Is anyone notice anything different today?
Your hair, washed hair, looks pretty soft.
Looks really? What soft. About the, looks, go into it more? What do you think, George? So, what were you saying?
I think you used Bondi Boost and you've washed it nicely.
Okay. Any other thoughts on my hair?
You combed it.
It's the comb over's good today.
Yeah, you've done a little comb. It's a bit wispy.
I actually
it looks almost red.
I beg your pardon. That's my
scalp coming through, George. Just a lot of irritation.
It's a bit of a nightmare, isn't it? Really? No, but I decided to use the hairdryer this morning.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I was in preparation for Friday night formal, I thought it'd be nice to see what it would look like if I was to spend a few minutes.
So what was the experience like?
Oh, I like it. I don't know if I want to become the guy that requires to like blow dry his hair every morning. I know Joshua Fields Milburn from The Minimalists does do that. If you watch his everyday carry video, he carries a hair dryer.
We've talked about, man, I mean, that guy has some serious hair. Like I saw, like when we were staying in Los Angeles in Hollywood, I was out the front getting something from the car, and I just saw a head of hair walking towards me. And then I realized it was Joshua Fields Milburn as I went from his hair down to his face. I was like, oh my God, there's Josh. And then he came into our house. It was a random sort of meeting, but the hair is highly manicured. I ain't got no time for that.
But you've got great hair. You're genetically gifted when it comes to hair.
Well, I mean, I'd rather be a sportsman than have great hair. Like, I'd rather be really good.
George, what does your hair look like?
Oh, you haven't seen your fucking
hair. Kind of let it go. I never see it without a hat. It's always, you've always got a hat. Well,
since being an ISO, I've just been wearing a hat every day. But
no, you've been wearing a hat for a long time.
Like ever since you got that bloody hat. You go to one music festival.
Oh, jeez.
No, it looks sort of... Has it got a natural middle part?
It's a bit long. Kind of. I sort of started doing the middle part like a few years ago. For the 90s look.
Yeah.
But it's a bit messy. And it's a bit greasy.
No, it actually works for you. It works with the jacket as well.
The jacket you're wearing suits your hair.
Yeah.
Suits that haircut.
Definitely.
Thanks.
It's all
appreciate it. Did you see my hair in my formal photo?
Oh, that was the emo fringe.
Yeah. It was very punk rock. It was side fringe. So I don't know what was going on with the side of my hair at that time.
Were you straightening it back then?
No, it's just naturally pretty straight, but it was combed over down the side fringe. The side was terrible. And then at this time I also had a earring. Black.
It almost looked like a plug. Looked like one of the stretches.
I had an earring. An earring in my formal photo as well. I didn't even realize until sort of later.
Should we try extra points tomorrow? Should we try and reinstate our piercings? Try and push through the pus.
I've tried
it's
recently.
It's not pus, mate. It's fucking skin. No. Yeah. It's pushing through fresh skin that's healed. It's been way too long. Like, you can see the hole on mine.
But yeah, I reckon...
I'll do it. Nah, I'll wear an earring to Friday night.
The back's closed up. Sure. The back's closed up.
Surely it's... Oh, you can actually feel the little lump. I reckon we could give it a go.
It's scar tissue though, bro. That's
so like did you ever get your ear pierced?
Nah, I've never had any piercings.
Okay.
But that nipple piercing you got was...
except that,
I could imagine Sebs with a nipple piercing.
Could you?
It was just a bit forward thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about him getting a Royal Albert?
Oh, that's right.
Joe Exotic. Is that what they call Joe Exotic has one?
Yeah.
Prince Albert. He has a Prince Albert.
Yeah. Prince. What'd you call it?
I called it a Royal Albert. I knew it's something to do with the royal family.
Prince Albert. With Shannon says, Josh, your hair looks great and that we all have excellent hair. PayPal says, what is Joey's hair like?
Oh, yeah, Joey, the kid.
Joe got his hair from his dad.
Harry. And
which one?
No, from me.
How's that possible?
It came out. Well.
It was Harry.
Well, it's Tommy's
sperm. Harry's sperm.
It was Harry's sperm.
Yeah, sorry, it was Harry's. Yeah.
So all of us Shannon's have nothing to do hair. With We've got no genetics.
So, no, this is a serious question. So, if Shannon was the, what's it called? A surrogate. Is it her eggs?
I think so.
Not necessarily.
I don't think necessarily.
I don't think so.
Let's just look up what Kim Kardashian did. Yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, because it was Kim's egg in someone else.
No, it's where you artificially inseminate the father's sperm. Yeah.
And if you have no idea what we're talking about, yesterday episode at 11 a.m. It got real.
A traditional surrogate is the baby's biological mother. That's because it was her egg that was fertilized by the artificially inseminated sperm.
Okay. Shannon says she's happy to be the surrogate, guys. Shannon, I don't know if you had a choice. We already talked about it yesterday. Did we talk about it or was that off air? We talked about
it. That was on it. No, that was
on
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mentioned it. Right.
Talking about genetics, though, I gave Sevs access to my 23andMe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, I've always wanted to do 23andMe. Like, I'm just a bit too hesitant because I don't want to necessarily put my DNA up into their database. But it's great because I can just look at yours.
I'm actually not sure what it is.
Let's be honest. If we broke it down and sort of got a peek behind the curtain of your life, there's not much other than what we're seeing right now going on, to be honest. Like, you get up, you drink a smoothie. That you could
we know that you needed to shit, but you decided to piss instead.
Yeah, and we know.
What else is there? What are you worried?
The lack of things that you've tried. Yeah, I know. This is what I'm thinking. Like, what are you worried about them knowing where you live?
Nah, I mean, I guess it's not that much of an issue, but it's just like they have your DNA on hand and shit. So if I'm gonna kill someone, then it's problematic.
Oh yeah, I mean. Are you thinking of it?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you have nothing to hide, do you, Sevs?
Yeah, no, exactly. But, yeah. Everyone else in my family, right? Like, you're putting some of their DNA up there as well.
What about, like, if you said to your brother, can you just spit in this, thanks, bro? Like, you'll then at least get some understanding based on
I upload my brothers.
Yeah. So my bro's done it and he sent me the results, which it's, you know, same parents. And so
how similar is it? That's something Grace will know the answer to this, but what's the DNA or the genetics between you and Mikey, or how similar is it?
Well, the origins. Yeah, very like from the same, like, yeah, it's similar. I'm not saying about like his blood type and and the, you know, the health stuff that you can get. This was like where you'd come from, like where your blood origin or where your DNA origin.
Lara says it's a privacy issue, really. Lara, if you're worried about privacy, you wouldn't sign up to the VIP Gronk program because he's very liberal with data.
Absolutely.
Larry legit says your health insurance might go up if they know you have dodgy DNA.
What do you mean?
I actually don't know if they're allowed to do that. I have a feeling that they're not allowed to do that.
That would fucking suck.
Because they can identify like hereditary diseases and stuff, and so they can be like, okay, you're a highly likelihood of needing that to be paid out. So,
here we go. Let's do a little would you rather for a Thursday. Would you rather know the date that you will die or how you're going to die? So you don't know the date if you choose the
date. Light.
I'd rather the date.
Yeah.
Yeah. The date?
Heart disease. Yeah. I don't need anyone to tell me what it is. It's like a liver-ate addiction.
It'd be so annoying though because I agree. I would want to know the date because if it was like in 32 years, you'd be like, let's fucking live it.
And if you die in 2 years, it's not fucking... Unless COVID's gone.
Well, if they give you...
It's a bus.
It'd be annoying if it was like... Sorry, guy. 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months and you're dead. Yeah, and you're like, fuck, annoying. But then what is it?
What would you do if you knew that you had 6 months to live, TJ? What would you do?
I mean, how much credit could I access? How much debt could we get into with the business and then, as I'm about to die, we declare bankruptcy?
How much can your life insurance pay off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The
life insurance, I get. Oh, yeah, interesting. I don't know.
It's super dark to think about. But you're saying like...
What about experiences rather than the actual... Well, like, what are you buying with the debt?
Well, it'd be more just like experiences. So, you need money to go and do shit. But you can't really do shit at the moment. It'd be very fucking annoying because it's just out the back of the coronavirus bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then you're dead. Yeah.
If you had a private jet, could you... Where could we fly at the moment on a private jet?
Oh, dude, I'm not sure where you could go. Like, Jeff Bezos,
Google it.
Sure.
Can you look that up, please?
Can you... Sure. So...
could you go to WA if things got really hard, Sevs?
Okay, so here's the problem. Gronks from Victoria drove a couple of hundred kilometres into New South Wales yesterday to recycle cans in one of those machines that gives you cash or gives you Woolworths vouchers. They got caught. driving within New South Wales when they're from Victoria and got fired. So that cost them probably $1,600 each. Well, and they wouldn't have made that in the
Have you seen Victoria Police? There was a memo that went around saying, hey guys, let's only do the extreme end of things, like if it's completely blatant. But they've sort of they've rolled back some of that original stuff around the, you know, the person who was that was learning to drive pulled up.
They've rolled back a heap of the fines. But still, even who is it from, the producer from Jason PJ? He Alex. Has to have a letter. Alex, yeah. Alex was saying, pretty sure he needs a letter from his employer that says he's an essential service worker.
Yeah.
Which...
so they can't get
fired. Yeah, I mean... Yeah. I saw someone get pulled over before. I drive Amy to work. I saw someone get pulled over. And I was like, highway patrol. They're like a shark in WA looking for a surfer, always on the ready to bite those highway patrol cars. And I just was like, oh, fuck. How annoying. Like, in this time, how fucking annoying to get a fine just for going a little bit faster than you should.
Like, you think that's what it was?
Well, they were doing the radar gun thing. They were parked on the side, and then I saw them like do a U-ey, and then I was like, oh, who are they going to pull over? And they chased. It wasn't the tradie that I saw. And then they pulled up behind this little person, this little white car. I was like, oh, that fucking sucks for them.
I used to love that when I was in primary school. We could sit at the fence and watch all of the Bogan parents just fucking zooming through I don't even think it was 50 back then. You could fucking floor it at 60 and they were probably going 80.
Yeah.
They would get pulled over and would fucking cheer because it was the SS, like the Holden Commodore police car. It was sick. It was great.
Yeah. Well, like just even on the, go, mate.
Just on the private jet lockdown stuff. A couple of companies are prohibiting travel to China, South Korea and Italy. This was back in the 16th of March. But I think, it's probably pretty loose. You just have to...
But if the borders are shut, Grace is saying the borders are shut in WA. So yeah.
So that means... I don't think you could fly in. No.
No. Okay.
But could you drive... So. Yeah, I mean, I wonder how...
You could definitely find a
road. Would you risk
it
for the biscuit, Sevs? Would you risk it for the biscuit? Would you fucking just
when we say
why can't drive? So
biscuit. I heard there's great biscuits in WA. I don't know. It's a saying. Risk it for the biscuit. Hey, do you want to know a saying? Do you want a little update on a saying? This is why we're talking about law and shit. Jaywalker. You know where that comes from, JJ?
No, I don't. I wouldn't even be able to. Meaning? Jay. It means like you're going around the traffic light, so you sort of, I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, can I have
a guess? Thought, like, so when we worked at Southern Crosses Stereo, Josh, do you remember getting a sort of all-staffer saying, hey, guys, there's police patrolling Clarendon Street for people jaywalking, which was essentially just walking across the road, not at the pedestrian crossing or the
not That was at the big lights. At Southern Cross Station. That was happening a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same and street, so like Clarendon turns into Spencer, I think.
Yeah. And so that's it. One who crosses the street in a reckless or illegal manner and they deem that being just not at the lights. Dodgy George.
Yeah.
You love breaking the law. It's one of your five values. What do you think?
I reckon it's... Well, if you think about the shape of a letter J, it's like instead of following that around, you're cutting from the straight side, cutting across to the top of the... the rounded bit. That's what I reckon. Oh, yeah. So it's like the shape.
That's very sort of roundabout.
That's very abstract, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doing it
and it's wrong. It's wrong. So
okay.
What's the answer?
Jaybirds that travelled outside of the forest into urban areas often became confused and unaware of the potential dangers in the city, like traffic. Amused by their erratic behaviour, people began using the term jaywalker to describe someone who crossed the street irresponsibly. I don't even know what a jaybird is. Jaybird. Sounds they're cute little. They're very cute. Wow, they got blue. Oh my God, they're my favourite bird. Didn't even know this until right now. This is my favourite bird. Blue jaybird.
Sebs, have you Have you gone through my genetic stuff yet? Have you got any fun?
I have. Facts? No, I have. So there are a couple, right? So you can either get like.
Is this just going to reaffirm
cancer? No.
That you're a narcissist based on that fucking disc analysis? Conspiracy Jimmy and I were chatting yesterday. He's like, man, that was so funny. Josh reading out his disc, you know, personality profile. He's like, he's an absolute narcissist.
It's because he's butterbean. That's
because he's butterbean.
it was a compliment in itself. Like, he was laughing so hard. He probably thinks it's actually all bullshit, but he's like, that was so funny.
So my genetics. what's
yeah? So they've pulled out specific traits, and so I'll run through them, and then you guys let me know if you think what you think about it. So the first one's like back hair.
So, do I have back hair or don't I have back hair genetically? Yeah. What do you think?
Genetically, yeah.
I'm going to say no.
No. Okay. Well, 23andMe says likely to have little upper back hair.
Okay, little.
Good. How's your lower back hair?
Don't have much, if any.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all up.
All right. Well, then I don't know how they predict this. Ability to match musical pitch. What do you reckon?
Oh, shocking.
Oh. But genetically, I'm going to say genetically, yes. It's in your genes.
No, you're less likely to be able to match a musical pitch. Oh, okay. Bald spots.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I mean, the problem is we know Josh. And so, are we trying to... George, did you throw that
last
one out?
Do I have a bald spot, though?
I don't
know.
I've really. Got thin hair, but I don't have any bald spots. Like, I've got a receding hairline, maybe. Is that a bald spot? I don't know.
Well, 23 and dad bald? You're likely not to have a bald spot. So that's pretty good. The next one, earwax type. What sort of earwax type? Like, is it sticky? Is it crusty? Jesus. Like, what?
Rock hard.
I thought you were going to say lavender scent.
No. I reckon this is the texture.
Oh, I don't know. This is disgusting. I've never thought that in my life about anyone. I thought there was just earwax and no earwax. Is there different kinds of earwax?
Apparently.
Well, apparently, yeah.
Well, I reckon it's like the texture of candle wax. Because I've seen his AirPods and it dries in there. A candle had been dripping on it.
Yeah, I reckon it's dark and hard.
Okay, well, I mean, 23andMe says you've likely got wet earwax.
Okay.
Oh, wrong.
So at least it's not crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want crunchy. And the last one is whether you hate the sound of chewing. What are the odds of you hating it?
I reckon quite high.
Yeah.
I reckon I know because, I don't mind it.
Your ears would ring.
Yeah, that's ring. No, I actually like the sound of people eating.
Really? It says you've got average odds at hating the sound of chewing.
Okay.
God, it also confirmed that you do have dandruff.
It does confirm. Okay, yeah. This is good. Is there anything strong? Like, is there any strong info here? Because I'd be cut if I paid for that bullshit.
I mean, well, I didn't want to go around the route of, cancers. You know, 25% more likely.
Has he got herpes, or
to,
not?
I don't think they do herpes in there anymore. No. Yeah. Well, but anyway, there were a couple, like, but I didn't want to read out whether Josh was going to die of heart disease or bowel cancer or... However, thought it was a bit depressing. However,
give me a date.
Is this just oh my God, it was an add-on for 23andMe. You find out exactly. The day you're going to die.
But I think it's fine. I think we could all get genetic tests. I think it'd be a bunch of fun. Good working out traits.
How do you do it? How do you get a 23andMe?
I got it done 2012, great year. Just spat in the tube, sent it back. Great. I mean, it worries me that Grace doesn't want to get it done because she's got that whole science-y thing. I feel like just spitting into a tube.
So it's 99
what, they're worried about being
USD.
Cloned. Yeah.
99 USD, Josh.
Oh, Shannon saying wet.
I paid.
How much did you pay?
About the same, I think, yeah.
Okay. Well, Shannon's saying wet earwax generally... wet earwax generally means you could have an ear infection due to a higher temperature inside the ear. Better to have gluggy / crusty earwax.
Really?
Jeez. How do you know?
I mean, I've got wet earwax.
I've got wet earwax as well.
Problems.
What's your earwax problems, George?
Well, I think it's because I've got really thin canals, so they just get blocked so easily, and like all the time. And last time I went to the doctor to try and get them flushed out with the syringe, you know, they blast it, and I was there for I reckon 40 minutes, like or more. It was like a double booking, and he didn't even get it all out. It was just like stuck in there.
Really?
I was deaf.
Have you? Yeah. Had you been told that you have thin ear canals?
Yeah, because Hannah's always picking at it. She's always got like the. She loves just getting the shit out of it.
No, but that she's not a doctor. Just, I'm saying, have you been told that medically you have a you're a little skinner when it comes to your
You can just tell. You can just tell because you if you look at anyone else's, you can sort of see straight through. But mine has like a weird thing. Actually, the doctor did say that. He said you got.
I was just going to say, Doctor Google. Are you a Doctor Google, Josh? Like, if you get anything.
Like definitely. I reckon. Do you think I don't get sick, which is good? Like if you think about it, to
that
the point
genuinely
of,
surprises me. Like it's actually impressive. Thank it's you. Impressive that you don't get
and
sick.
That was actually a real sort of jab at you, Josh.
Yeah. What are you actually saying?
Well, I mean, just like I mean, you're dialing it all in now, but you're pretty loose with what you would eat.
Well, I think,
and so I think it's just extremely impressive that. You're so dialed in and that you don't get sick.
Is it impressive or is it like it almost, it feels like the equivalent of like, man, it is so impressive you can run a marathon being that fat. Is that a compliment?
Well, yeah. There's things that can contribute to increasing your immune system and you tend to do the opposite in some of those aspects.
But do you think that part of it, no, I think I sleep well. I don't really
have that many
stresses.
Sleeping, yeah.
Yeah, but you're stressing yourself. You're always fucking stressing yourself.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
Like, listen to Bree saying, like, you get that the whole. It's your version.
What about your anxious breathing?
Like that kind of stuff. That's your stress. Like
a few days.
Yeah, I mean,
a few days.
Post Corona, there's we're talking about sort of the personal inflicting stress on yourself, like you're hard on yourself. Yeah, I think that is some version of stress.
Yeah.
But yeah, sugar and those kind of things, bad, like poor diet. There's a bunch of stuff.
I got in trouble from Bree this morning, which was, I think was very fair. So this morning I did some exercise with Pete Shepherd. We haven't done our walk in about a month. And so he had to go to the post office. And so it worked out well. So he parked out the front of my place. But before that, it was like 7:30 in the morning. And he was running 5 minutes late. And so I said, hey, I'll get you a coffee. And so I went in to Pavlov's Duck and got a coffee. This is a place that charged $7 for a large mocha. And I had a blow up and I haven't been there since. But I had been asking Bree to get my coffee every single time because her words was that I said, you're in the front line with all of this. Like, you're doing stuff. Like, I haven't been in any shops. And so anyway, I went and got the coffee. Little did I know, Bree was in bed watching me from our room as I went in and got coffee. And she, when I got home, she pointed out the fact that for the past month, I haven't gone in to get a single coffee for us. But when baby's hanging out with Pete, becomes, you know, coffee bitch.
No, I get it. But definitely a reason for Bree to be pissed.
Yeah.
But I would probably have done the same, Josh. So,
anyway, genetically annoying.
Shannon said that when she was a kid, she got a flying cockroach stuck in her ear and had to go to hospital. Worst feeling of my life.
Ugh.
Having an animal fly around in my ear.
Making a sound, maybe?
Felt like it was inside my brain. Mate, I've spent a lot of time watching those videos on YouTube. Stuff getting, it's along the lines of the pimple popper. It's the tweezers in the ear getting out the cockroach or some kind of little moth.
Oh. How often are you guys using the little ear? Like, what are they called?
Cotton tip buds.
Not meant to use those.
You're not meant to.
Yeah, you're not meant to. I don't use them.
You hear that all the time. Why have them?
Yeah, I think it pushes the wax in more.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I mean,
so what's the point?
I reckon I've used them more on Bodhi in the last couple of years. There's baby ones, and what they look like is picture like a boob with a little nipple, It's like a small version of that. So it's like a bulb with another little bulb on it. So it can't, you can't physically push it beyond a certain bit because it's so big at one point. They work. But sometimes, like, kids have really bad earwax going on when they're babies. Like, it just, it's horrible.
Well, you hear that the whole candle thing where you put that in, that's apparently bullshit.
Yeah, I've tried that. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay.
I've tried it all. Yeah.
Because it's almost, there is something a bit anxiety inducing when you can't hear. Like, I remember after the Philippines when I did that fireworks doco and I fucked my ear and then I had a flight, I was like doing that anxious breathing. I was like, because I was trying to like fucking fix my ears. Yeah. It was a nightmare.
Yeah. I reckon I had a, there's definitely something having headphones on like this fucks with your ears. When I was in Shepparton having them on, I remember just feeling like one ear was just clogged or something. But it wasn't. It was, I don't know, something was going on. Caught something.
Since being in isolation, I've really gotten into the dental floss.
Well, that's good.
Great.
I mean, there'll be a lot of people sort of dialing in personal hygiene, just, you know, doing shit that they'd forgotten about. It's nice in a way to be able to...
A bit of self-care.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's just, it should be the normal, right? But people's lives have gotten so out of hand. Do you think it, like, I think people are going to realise, like, fuck that previous life I had. That was horrible. Don't you think?
Yeah.
What's have one bleeding thing, gums? Sore.
No, I push to it sometimes, just being a bit naughty. Like, I'm like, I almost like the feeling.
Really? I'd flossed the other day for the first time in a while because I've been using the water flosser instead.
Oh, how's that
going? But it's like, yeah, it's pretty good. But I read something the other day that you shouldn't use it after brushing your teeth because you've just put fluoride on your teeth when you're using the toothpaste.
Okay, sure. So but you that beforehand?
I do it beforehand. I don't think that makes any difference. Like, you're still blasting food and stuff out of there before you brush.
I guess it's one other thing I sort of want to check in with you, Sevs, was are you still, the jury's still out on sunglasses? You think they're good? No, they're bad? You shouldn't wear them?
Yeah. Nah, I mean, wear them. You can wear them during the day. Like, I reckon you could have a peak time. Right, so if you're doing from maybe like from 10 till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I reckon that's probably a good time to wear them. But in the morning, you want to... It's okay.
It feels like...
I was worried. I didn't want to...
Sebs, I feel like you... Sam said. It's a very Pete Evans thing to say. Have you seen that big light thing that he's been fucking pushing? That's going to...
It's like 15 grand.
Yeah. Coronavirus?
Yeah.
No?
Absolute. That is flog-like behavior.
He's actually gone nuts. I didn't realise. Like, I always thought that he got a bit of a bad rap. But that is absurd.
What's he done?
So he's got like this big electronic light system, and he's saying using that will help with coronavirus.
It legit looks like some kind of king size lava lamp. I would have loved this when I was 15.
Yeah, and it's like 15 grand.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's,
Emma says, but Josh, are you flossing every tooth or just one, aka Tiny Habits? I am. I'm not following the Tiny Habit approach. I'm just sort of, there's one tooth, like I've got one of the molars, I guess they're called, like one of the back ones just gets a little bit of stuff and it starts there and then I continue.
Do you prefer doing top or bottom?
I'm a bottom guy.
Bottom, yeah. It's nice around top the front, isn't more. It? Just in there.
It's much nicer.
Yeah.
Have you had braces, Sevs?
Nah.
Got nice genetics.
Great teeth. Yeah.
Don't even need 23andMe for that one. No. George, what are you doing food and cooking wise at the moment?
Oh, so funny you asked. I cooked up a fish curry again last night and I brought it into the office. So
that's all you do.
Oh, is it going to smell?
Did you say you brought it into the office?
I'm going to have it for lunch, heat it up. So that's exciting.
Are you sure that's not what's making the curtain smell?
Nah, this smells good. This fish.
Well, we decided it wasn't the curtains. It was George's BO. George.
It actually was.
It was George's BO.
So, remember last week how I said my Dinnerly box got stolen?
Yes.
And I was like, I'm just gonna ask, you know, what they can do. Like, a bit like Uber Eats, you know, they're pretty generous. Usually they'll just give you a free box or whatever. So I just emailed them. I said, hey, I know there's probably not much you can do, but my box got stolen this morning. And it was at 1:25 a.m. So technically I had like 7 hours to pick it up. So I knew it wasn't their problem. And they didn't get back to me for ages. They kept emailing me being like,
how was
we
your
miss
meal?
You. Reactivate your account. Yeah. And then they finally got back to me and said, sorry for the delay. We see that you've had an issue, blah, blah, blah. We would like to offer you an $8.95 shipping voucher to use on a future box. Please use the voucher code. And I was like, free shipping? Like
$8.99. I mean, they just worked that into the box, don't they? We just pay $60 or whatever it is. We got mine today.
So I was expecting a good story because the way that you're pitching I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah.
So you should
but they gave me a whole box.
So then they went into and then they said in the same email, I'm so sorry to hear about the issue with your delivery and really hope that you are still able to receive and enjoy your box. I was like, well, you haven't read my email. So then I replied. I channeled my inner Tommy Jacket and I said, thank you for the gesture. Regarding your question as to whether we received and enjoyed our box, no, we didn't. It was stolen. Thanks again. And then...
That's great.
And then they sent another email saying, sorry, your box was stolen. I've gone ahead and credited you with the full $83.95 as a goodwill gesture. So,
oh, what?
Oh, that's nice. It's
wait, great. So how did that... That's very confusing. So you must have just...
That's great. Someone. I love your pushback. That's perfect. You've done it.
Yeah. I was just going to leave it and then I was like, nah, Tommy would be going hard right now.
Mm. Oh, so, yeah.
I'm all for Uber Eats at the moment because I've sort of moved from frequent flyer programs to Uber Eats frequent program. Currently,
well, you know the home cooking's going badly when you're back on Uber Eats.
Well, because the thing what happened was yesterday I cooked breakfast and I used these chilies and fucked it. It was too... I loved it, but like it was so spicy that like coffee taste, everything tastes different. It was too hot for Brie and she liked it, but she was like, yeah, it's too hot. And so, yeah, I've decided I have been doing a bit more Uber Eats. We sort of dinners and things like that. But I here's a tip. If you're with ING, they're running a promotion till the end of April. Here's a life hack. You get free delivery. You just need to activate it.
It's still not a good enough selling
point.
But
here we go. So that might not be good enough, TJ. What about if I said this? Because I'm a gold member, I've just activated 15% off for the next 3 days. So free delivery, 15% off. I've got to have it breakfast.
Who gets less? Who's got the bad deal in that? The restaurant?
That would have to be Uber. They're not taking the fucking the restaurant's money.
How many points are you, Josh, off platinum?
Yeah, good question. What are you sitting at?
I'm getting pretty close.
Really? Is that just because you don't Uber Eats, you just Uber, right?
You don't Uber to the office, do you, George?
Nah.
Sometimes he does.
Occasionally. Naughty sometimes George. I go home in an Uber. But
I thought we were talking about fucking flying. I was like, are you talking about?
No.
You're talking about platinum Uber ordering.
You've earned rewards. What is that? It's a bit bright.
Oh, it was a gold reward waiting.
Oh, really? So, what have you got? So that I just activated. That's how I've got my 3 days for 15%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my second one too.
Josh, I feel like you've tried every diet under the sun. Mm-hmm. The guy from Life Below Zero, if you've ever watched that show, it's where they're living in like Alaska. And this one guy's animal lives in this cabin miles and miles away from anything. And he hunts his own meat and cooks up. Anyway, he's not on the show anymore, but I follow him on Instagram. He's great. He's been doing one meal a day. So like literally one meal.
Mm-hmm.
But the meal consists like... This one has, meal. Oh, it's huge. 4 eggs, like a shitload of beans.
So the problem I had with steak, that, I did that, but then I just got so lethargic after. So the two meals works well, but the one meal, if I have one meal at 1 o'clock, after 1 p.m., I'm fucked.
No, he has it at like 4 p.m., so it's like the end of the day for him.
Okay.
By the time you're eating it, it's almost like You could.
Is that the Warrior diet? Is that the one, or what's he calling?
I don't know what it's called, but I like it. I just like seeing how much food he can eat and how hungry you'd be at that point. I don't mind it.
George, what are you at earning, like for the earning period between, I've got between the 9th of March and the 8th of September. I'm at 1,037 okay. points. I only need 170 odd points to retain gold. 163 yeah. more to level level points by 8th of September to keep gold through the next earning period.
Yeah, so I've already retained gold.
Okay.
And I need 1,551 more points by 19th of June to get platinum.
Okay. So I'm pumped about that. What will platinum give
you? Tully's diamond.
Shit all. Really?
Jesus. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I just realised I haven't even signed up for that. You're going to join to get that reward.
Neither had I. I just did it. I'm on blue.
You don't want to. Zero. It's a fucking slippery slope.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Josh, we have to order through my phone because Bree is still doesn't have access because of her fraud.
You got to get back to cooking, Josh. I think it's been amazing. Like, it's the reason you can you've been healthier, I think. Like, it's so good. You can't go what back. Happened? You can't.
Well, can't just too much. It's too the fucking Easter thing. It's too hard. But no, I'll do a little meals. The muscle meals. They're in the freezer.
What was wrong with them?
They're just too. It's too. You feel like you're on a flight. You're constantly just eating plain food.
The problem with any fucking diet is you'll find a problem with it, and not even a diet. Any sort of like, it's a hard one because
Yes, Grace. Well, this is loyalty on Uber Eats.
Variety, like you're getting whatever, but it's all shit processed food. Like it's not that fucking good. Even if you are whole like, you're gonna spend good cash to get on Uber to get something nice, actually healthy.
Mm. Like, Have you had any developments with the person in your office building? In your apartment building?
Oh yeah, so someone on the Facebook group is a chef. She does all the private yacht sort of chef style thing. She's offering her services. The thing is that I think you should check out Uber Eats again because all of the cafes that never were on there are now on there. Yeah. So you can get all the cafe meals. So it's not shit food. It's like it's the stuff you're having at cafes.
Yeah.
What are you having, TJ? Yeah, no. What are you cooking?
Oh, we get that Dinnerly. That's got like four meals. That feed
so is Dinnerly, is that a is that cook yourself?
Yeah, cook it yourself.
Yeah.
I've been meal prepping. Breakfast is sorted.
What do you do for breakfast?
Smoothie, porridge. Smoothie or porridge. This morning
and then lunch?
Lately I've just been having eggs, like scrambled eggs.
And then dinner? Similar to what you've been doing. What is the Dinnerly? Like what do you get?
Oh mate, there's everything. There's like Spanish one plate, hot plate, chicken.
Why is one plate exciting? What is it that you said?
Oh, I don't know.
You
got excited like about one plate? One
less washing plate.
Well, it's like one pan. Like one pan. Like
really,
it's got
that's what they're selling
in,
that if you only use one pan.
Less cleaning.
Well,
Is that the name really of the
fucking dish? It's the name of the dish. It's like
it's easy. You don't have different things
One it's like pan a one-pot. Chicken. Yeah. One pot,
you just throw it all in. It's like your slow cooker, Josh. Just one thing, you just put it all in.
We have a bunch of minced meat that I'm going to. We'll do some something with it. We're going to do a dal. We've got like a bunch of lentils.
Yeah,
that could be fun.
Yeah,
it's not fucking cold enough yet. I want like the dal stuff when it's like cold. But it's been fucking. I went out for a walk yesterday in my tracksuit pants. It was 24 degrees or something. It's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know. You're going to get that dancing back, JJ, in the cooking. Very good for you. Very good for you.
Maybe.
You're killing it.
Are you doing your exercise? What are you doing?
No, I haven't done shit.
Oh, you're projecting
feeling
that,
like
you?
Shit.
What are you doing, George? Are you doing any exercise?
I did 30 push-ups before.
Great.
Nice.
When?
But just before the show.
Grace is making eggplant lasagna. I love eggplant lasagna. Mm. Anything eggplant, kashkan badam jun, the Persian dish. If the Iranian is still in the building, that's one of my favorite Anything with eggplant is great. The trick is to cook. You need to, with the eggplant lasagna, you need to get the skin cooked. You need to do the whole process of like grilling it all first. It's definitely not a one plate operation.
One pot.
One pot. Sevs, what exercise are you doing?
I mean, the other day I did a zoo workout, which is like, it's meant to incorporate like animal movements and stuff. And so you're doing like bear crawls and like weird like gorilla exercises. And it's pretty full on. But I felt like mixing it up and it was nice. But yeah, I've been doing them late at night and I have no motivation to do it. So I'm going to start bringing it back to between the episodes so I can actually get a proper workout.
Russ is eating... tonight I'll be eating Clark's Mexican Beef Tortilla Stack. Hashtag HelloFresh.
Oh yeah, there's some good ones on that. Oh mate, I'm hungry. Yeah, I gotta good. Go. I gotta eat food. Right.
It's a daily talk show.
Excited.
This afternoon, 4 PM, Human Periscope. Peter Shepherd joins us.
Tall Gronk.
Yeah. Maybe if you're cooking something, tag the Daily Talk Show on Insta Stories. So I can get some inspo. Because I've got my black beans, I've got my tomato stuff. I think, that, you know what, the key is the prep. What made it really easy last week was I cooked enough, like all of the things, I cut it all up in one go. So I'm not fucking doing it every single day. Cutting onions in the morning.
My mum, she told me the other day that she was reading something around like meal prep, and it was around those burrito things, and this family spent 8 hours in the kitchen and smashed out 115 dishes.
Wow. Was it the frozen burritos like I used to do?
It was a mixture of the frozen burritos, and then they were doing like other stuff. But I mean, that's pretty good payoff. 8 hours in the kitchen and 115 frozen meals.
Yeah,
that's worth.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you just have to at that point. You're not enjoying, like it. It's a utility. Like food.
Food.
George, you don't think food's a utility? Aren't you doing that whole cooking along with Hamish or whatever and Ben?
Yeah, I was going to say, I forgot about that. If anyone wants to do it, you should do it. I reckon tonight would be fun. So Ben Shuri from Attica and Hamish are doing like a Instagram live cook along tonight. Mm. And we're making prawn spaghetti and chocolate mousse. So I'm going to get the ingredients for it now and pumped about that.
And so it's on Instagram or something?
Yeah. Instagram live.
Okay.
Tonight at 7. I reckon that'd be...
Bree and I doing the Attica thing on Saturday, I think, where they're like the... delivered, which will be sick. It's like it's like these are restaurants in Melbourne that normally like you have to go to and sit down, and now it's like Chin Chin's doing it. They're all doing it.
Shannon's just quickly said, Bree and I suggested a recipe swap on the Facebook page once a week.
Oh, yeah, could do that very quickly on the Facebook group. Is someone accepting people without them filling out the details?
Oh, I told you I did one person. But
there was someone else yesterday that I looked. They hadn't filled out the questions. I went back to see if they'd filled them out and they'd been accepted into the group.
I didn't accept anyone in yesterday.
Me either.
What are you doing that?
Well, no, someone did. And the thing is that if you want to talk about privacy, we don't know who they are. If they're not answering any of the questions, they could be anyone.
I didn't accept anyone in the Facebook group yesterday.
So I'll see if I can work.
There's two Facebook. Pending. There was one from Wednesday, one from 8 hours ago. They haven't answered.
I'm deleting the spam ones just because it's annoying.
Yeah, well, that's Mason doing that then.
No, well there was one from 8 hours ago. That I wanna we can take this offline. Work it out. All right.
Okay.
Cool. All right, it's a daily talk show. We'll see you at 4 PM, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.